Young people ask, how responsible am I? Rate yourself. I am always, most of the time, sometimes, or never. Honest, dependable, punctual, industrious, orderly, helpful, fair, respectful, caring. Which of those qualities is your strongest? Keep up the good work in that area. Which quality do you need to work on most? The following information will help you to improve in that area. What does it mean to be responsible? Responsible people fulfill their obligations at home, at school, and in the community. They recognize that they are accountable for their actions. So when they make a mistake, they admit it, apologize, and strive to make amends. The Bible says, each one will carry his own load. Galatians 6:5. Why should I want to be responsible? A responsible person uses his or her talents wisely and is more likely to be held in high esteem, treated like an adult, and granted freedoms and privileges. The Bible says, have you beheld a man skillful in his work? Before kings is where he will station himself. Proverbs 22:29. A responsible person is usually generous and is more likely to enjoy satisfying friendships. The Bible says, practice giving and people will give to you. Luke 6:38. A responsible person feels a sense of accomplishment and proper pride, which builds his or her self-confidence. The Bible says, let each one prove what his own work is, and then he will have cause for exultation in regard to himself alone. Galatians 6:4. How can I be more responsible? To help answer that question, look at the following statements. Which ones best describe how you feel?
It's frustrating to be treated like a baby who can't be away for an hour without checking in with mommy and daddy. Carrie.
My parents usually allow me to go out with my friends without any hassle. Richard.
When I look at other kids my age and see what they can do, I think, wow, why don't my parents let me do that? Anne.
My parents basically let me do what I want. I'm thankful to them for granting me the freedom that I have. Marina.
The bottom line. Some young people are granted more freedom than others. What can make the difference? Fact of life. The level of freedom you are granted is often determined by the amount of trust you have earned. For example, consider what two of the young people quoted earlier have to say. Richard.
At one time, my parents were skeptical of my ability to handle freedom. But they trust me now because I have used my freedom responsibly. I don't lie to my parents about where I'm going or whom I'm going with. In fact, I usually tell my parents what I'm up to without their having to ask me.
Marina.
I lied to my parents 2 times in my whole life, and I got caught both times. From that point on, I have been honest with my parents. For example, I always give them details about what I'm doing, and then I check in with them when I'm out. Now they have a lot more trust in me.
Would you like to be treated more like Richard and Marina? Then analyze yourself in the following areas. Your home life. Do you faithfully complete your assigned chores? Do you adhere strictly to your curfew? Do you treat your parents and siblings with respect? Which of those points, if any, do you need to work on? The Bible says, be obedient to your parents. Ephesians 6:1. Your education. Do you complete your homework assignments on time? Are you putting forth effort to improve your grades? Do you have good study habits? Which of those points, if any, do you need to work on? The Bible says, wisdom is for a protection. Ecclesiastes 7:12. A good education will help you develop wisdom. Your reputation. Are you honest with your parents and others? Can you handle money responsibly? Do you have a reputation for being dependable? Which of those points, if any, do you need to work on? The Bible says, put on the new personality. Ephesians 4:24. You can improve your traits and your reputation. Suggestion: choose an area in which you need to improve. Talk to others who excel in that area and get their advice. Write down specific ways that you will work on that quality, and then track your progress for a month. Record in a journal your successes and your setbacks. Note your progress at the end of the month.
The amount of independence parents grant is based on how a young person uses the independence he or she already has. Use it wisely, and they may be willing to give you more. Tyler.
Granting independence is a learning experience for parents, too. So cut them some slack if they don't grant you the amount of freedom you would like. Aislinn.